says. And now I'm joined in the studio by Brian Sabin, who spent the afternoon at the Communist Party headquarters. So, Brian, what was the mood like there?
Well, actually, Daniel, it was pretty grim. The communists so far appear to have received a much smaller percentage of the vote than they did back in 2002, when they won nearly a fifth of all the votes cast. Even so, they're still likely to come out of this year's election as the country's third strongest party. We spoke to communist Euro MP Miloslav Ransdorf and asked for his explanation of the party's showing.
I can tell you frankly that our preparation of election campaign was not very favorable. We started too late and we underestimated also the financial coverage of our election campaign. And I mean that also performance of our regional leaders was not so much acceptable for the public. We should offer new visions accompanied also by new faces. I regret that the top of our candidate list in regions didn't correspond to this challenge. And we have a lot of good talents for political life in Czech Republic. But unfortunately, only few had the possibility to be on the top of our candidate list.
Well, whatever the reason for the communist apparent drop in popularity, Mr. Ransdorf does not think that the predicted victory for the Civic Democrats represents a genuine shift in voter attitudes toward the right. He gave little credit to Civic Democratic leadership and says that the change is just part of the natural political cycle after almost a decade of center-left rule.
It is only, I would say, the pendulum of political life because Social Democrats have 8 years the power. And it is the political pendulum. This shift from the left to the right is corresponding to this habit.
Well, Mr. Ransdorf is obviously putting a brave face on it, but the result is really rather bad news for the communists, isn't it, Brian?
Yes, clearly. The communists are going to have a much different role than they had hoped or expected. A social democratic victory would have expanded their influence considerably. Chairman of the Social Democrats, Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek, had indicated that he would not reject a minority government that would have been tacitly supported by the communists. With today's results, however, that scenario does not appear likely to happen anytime soon.
Brian Sabin, thank you for that.